Get your Bible, turn it to John 17. There's three things happening in that chapter. Jesus prayed for himself, and then Jesus prayed for his disciples, and then Jesus prayed for believers.
Yes, sir.
But the key subject is the glory. His ministry had functioned so well in the glory, he wanted to make it show that his disciples, he prayed for them that the Lord would give them the same glory. And then believers, beginning at verse 20, he said, neither I pray for these alone, but for them also which believe on me through their word. What he's getting out, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, verse 21, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Now notice verse 22. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one even as we are one. And we're talking about the importance of the glory. It's an aspect of the spirit world, I believe, that the church has not seen as we should see it. I want to uncover some places tonight in the glory that the Lord may be able to manifest in our midst while we are teaching and while we are studying about his glory. But it's three places in that 17th chapter. I want you to recognize that Jesus prays for himself. And even mentioned in verse 4, I've glorified thee on the earth. I've finished the work which thou givest me to do. But he's constantly talking about it in this hell. And now, verse 5, O Father, glorify thy me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. But we see an important role of the manifested glory of God. And so tonight you can sit down, go ahead and be seated. Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural glory in my life.
Yes. Yes.
Holy Spirit, continues unlocking the supernatural glory in my life. I'm going to say five or six things right quick. The glory is a supernatural atmosphere that has been forsaken.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
The glory, we're coming to the point where we're going to take it in.
Yes, sir.
The glory is a supernatural, and it would be like that. Satan, I want you to know.
Yeah.
See, that has been forsaken. You have to come to the point, it will take time to recognize it and restore it properly. But I wrote in prayer, but there's a remnant.
Yes, sir.
That will walk in its dimension.
Yes.
In the last day.
Amen.
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 Praise God.
Praise God.
Now, because we're so familiar with the word glory, it might not be exciting to us to hear that the Holy Spirit continue unlocking the supernatural glory, life that is in me, but a lot of things are about to be unlocked.
Amen.
We know about the anointing, we know about being led by the Spirit, but we see that Jesus functioned a lot of his ministry in the glory.
Yeah, in the glory.
The glory is, it's already done.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The glory is, it is finished. Yes. Even if it look unfinished, the glory say it is finished.
Yes.
So you have to have a faith to walk in that type of glory, to know that even though sensically, naturally, even sometimes biblically, look like it's not finished.
Yes, sir.
But you have to have on the inside the activated glory, knowing nothing can stop the glory.
Yes, hallelujah.
Even those things what you may be dealing with now.
Yes.
If you know how to put the glory on it, it would look so small it would leave because they know it can't stand up to you. So through religion, through the doctrine of men, through invalidated sermons that have not preached about the glory enough, that have left the church in a spot. But the church cannot stand to be in a spot now because of the cultures they're trying to take the church over. So we've got to have people who know how to walk in supernatural glory. All right? So I said, but there's a remnant that will walk, notice that, in its dimension in the last days. Results will be beyond measurement. I say it. Results, are you listening? Will be beyond measurement. Results that the government can't do, President Trump can't do, results that no man can do. It's God using men, but we've got to keep men in their places and know it's God doing it. Or you're going to mess it up. The real dominion of the believer is knocking on the doors of our heart from the inside.
Yes, sir.
So the glory is already there.
Yeah.
So we're not trying outside trying to get the glory to open up in the world. The glory got to open up on the inside of you.
Yes, sir.
There's a deposit made that's on the inside of you. You got to know how to yield to it and flow with it. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
We said, let the glory manifest. It's ready, it's real, and it is powerful. Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural glory in me. 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. We see something here we must look at. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly.
Yes, sir.
And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 24 says, look what verse 24 says. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Well, we just got to let him do it, right? We know we have this divine potential on the inside of us called glory.
Yes, sir.
I said, we know we got the divine potential in us called glory.
Yes, sir.
And we notice that glory, God used it, Jesus used it to manifest all that the Father sent him to do.
Yes, sir.
Now he's getting ready to go back, getting ready to go to the cross, and he will make sure that the disciples function in the same glory.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All right. You must learn how to yield. That's what that text was talking about. Your spirit, soul, and body to God at all times.
Yes, sir.
Yield. Sometime at your worst moment is your greater yielding moment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Problems are promotion in disguise.
Yes, sir.
They let you know I can go beyond that.
Yes, sir.
Don't stop. Don't stop and hold hand with it.
Yes, sir.
Recognize that you got more power than what the problem is.
Yes, sir.
So I believe sometimes God permit problem for promotion.
That's right.
But I don't want you to miss that. Sometimes God permit problem for promotion.
Yes, sir.
Because you never use what you have. You never know what you have.
Yes, sir.
If everything going fine, you're not going to use nothing.
Yeah.
But God made it possible. You know, you got a spirit, you have a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. God made possible sometime through your soul and body, certain things will show up.
Yes, sir.
But in your spirit, nothing can show up.
Amen.
It's total victory.
Total victory.
Resurrection power. Functioning at all times. Are you listening?
Hallelujah.
You must learn how to yield your spirit, soul, and body to God at all times. And then you have to be constantly operated on to remain unlocked. See, if the glory not flowing, it's you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All the potentials of supernatural glory lives on the inside of you 24 hours a day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, one of the things we've done, I know it sounds kind of ungodly and unscriptural. We have tried to take the scriptures and do everything and put it all on the Lord. The Lord says, you want me to listen to you.
Yeah, yeah,
that's right.
Why you are not listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And see, and you run and get your pat scripture, and that's not the scripture you want to use.
Right. Yes, sir.
You're right.
So I call it have a glory interview with God about that next situation.
Yes, sir.
We have not been doing it.
Wow.
We've been praying.
Yes, sir.
We've been saying.
Yes.
We've been decreeing.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
What about pausing?
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
And let the glory flow.
Yes.
Say, let the glory flow.
Let the glory flow.
I could ask a question in here. When the last time you let the glory flow?
Uh-huh.
You were so busy with the scripture.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So busy praying in tongue,
yep.
The glory tried to come out, but you just choked it back up. But I kept praying.
Yes,
sometimes when you're praying, it seems like God cut you off. You just stop because he's trying to reveal something to you.
Yes,
he's trying to bring in the glory in at that time,
yes,
to show you that nobody can defeat you.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Let the glory rise.
Let the glory rise.
Within me.
Within me.
Every day.
Every day.
All that you is.
All that you have.
All that you have.
And all that you can do.
Premium. Premium power.
Premium power.
Is on the inside of me.
It's on the inside of me.
All right.
Hallelujah.
You have to be constantly operated on to remain unlocked. Hebrews 4:12.
Yes, sir.
You have to be constantly operated on to remain unlocked.
Yes.
The glory has to be unlocked.
Yes. Yes.
And you have to constantly be up. The Holy Spirit operate on me.
Yes.
So I can permit the glory in me to be unlocked.
Yes.
I'm going to say that again. Holy Spirit,
operate on me
so I can let the glory in me be unlocked.
Be unlocked. Hallelujah.
Look at Hebrews 4:12.
Yes,
for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart.
Oh,
yes, you see that?
Yes, sir.
Look at John 6:63. A lot of time we're moving with the word, but we're really not moving.
Uh-huh.
Here in John 6:63, it tells you how this should work. You got, we read Hebrews 4:12, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, look at, let's go back over that. Go back over that, Hebrews 4:12. I don't think I've done justice. It is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profits nothing.
That's right.
The words that I speak unto you, not the words I have spoken.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Not chapter 5, verse 14.
Uh-huh.
The words that I've spoken unto you,
yes.
They are spirit and they are life. Otherwise, they're not spirit and life.
That's right. Yes, sir. That's right, apostle.
Are you seeing that?
Yes.
Go on. Let's go to the next. Go on to the next one now. Let's go. John 6:63. There. It is the spirit that quickeneth.
Uh-huh.
The flesh, what? The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. And they are alive. What are we talking about here? You will have to be constantly operated on to remain unlocked.
Yep. Yes, sir. That's good. Yes, sir.
Using, and I know this one of the main things, because these two things are apostolic, that have to be brought to the church, the keys of prayer and meditation.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, sir.
The keys of praying in the spirit, for it's John 14:2, is a mystery unlocker.
Yes, sir.
Prayer and meditation, Joshua 1:8, take us into the deep depths of God that we see what God sees.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And then the question it asks, are you ready to spend the days of heaven on earth?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Grace, meditation, glory, praying in the Spirit, those things have to be modified by the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
That we can understand how powerful they are.
Amen.
They're not just a tool for you to use, but they're a tool to use you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, and the word yield is so important. Yeah, being a yielder.
Yes, sir.
To the glory of God. Write that down. Being a yielder to the glory of God. Be still long enough for the glory to flow.
Yes,
what?
Yes, be still long enough.
Yeah, don't get afraid. Don't get in fear. God have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So if something come up, don't let it interrupt.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Your intimacy with God.
Yes, sir.
I said if something come up,
yes.
Don't let it interrupt your intimacy with God.
Yes, sir.
I have for a footnote down here, some of these scriptures I haven't looked at in this teaching. I'm praying what the Lord wanted me to do, and he said he wanted the Holy Spirit to unlock. So I'm going to just go ahead and let him do what he want to do.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Look in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 21. The question was asked, are you ready to spend the days of heaven on earth? Deuteronomy 11:21 says that your days may be multiplied and the days of your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them as the days.
Yes, sir.
As the days of hell on earth.
Yes, sir.
There's too much hell in the church. I'm not talking about people just sinning, but just too much hell. People going through too much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
People praying they can't get out. Why we can't get out?
Yes, sir.
Why taking 20 years it would take Jesus 20 seconds?
Yeah.
Well, I declare everything about to speed up. What I say? Everything about to speed up. It's time for it to speed up. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Don't try to figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Walk it out. Be led. Be led by the Spirit. Don't calculate or calibrate.
Yes, sir.
Just have faith in God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because I believe this glory area gonna do some things for us.
Yes.
That we've been waiting on for a while, quite some time. All right, you may be seated. Now here he says, I need you to listen with the intent to do, and you will experience the Holy Ghost working through you constantly, unfolding the glory. Turn to 1 Corinthians 2, 1, 5. Now, this is my major scripture here.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 2, well, is my major scripture.
Yes, sir.
I try to stay. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost coming.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody gonna get delivered in here tonight. Something you've been praying about, something you've been confessing about, something you've been decreeing about, gonna drop in your lap in here tonight. Hallelujah. We just give the Holy Ghost a chance. 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 Don't rush him. Just yield a few minutes. We're not gonna be long. Just yield a few minutes. We're talking about operating in the glory tonight.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Operate in the very presence of God.
Yes, sir.
The very power of God.
Yes.
The very provisions of God.
Yes, sir.
That's where the glory at.
Yes, sir. That's where the glory is. Thank you. Hallelujah.
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 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You may be seated. Verse 1. Let me make a statement. Remember, the supernatural is demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Receive your seed.
Yes, sir.
Remember, the supernatural is demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Now, here in 1 Corinthians, you see, if you don't get the right type of preaching,
there's
a lot of entertainment going on, and a lot of shaking and baking. They're all happy, you know. They like that moving around and jumping, and they're jumping up half dressed, illegally dressed, arrested by the Holy Ghost, dressing.
Yes, sir.
Man, a man don't need to be looking at you with all your body out. He's trying to concentrate on God. Yeah, you done put the wrong clothes on. Don't shout me down up here. Some of y'all don't want to say nothing. Y'all just
Hallelujah.
Jesus said you shall know the truth, right?
Yes.
What did he say about the truth?
It'll make you.
It make you free. Some of these singing, and I don't get into it, I'll get back. Some of these singing and some of these service don't make no sense to me at all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
There's no Holy Ghost in that.
Yeah.
It's a culture being built.
Yes, sir.
They won't do it without the scripture.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Right. Oh,
Apostle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, the supernatural is a demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Here in 1 Corinthians 2, and our brother in Paul, the Apostle Paul, when I came to you, came not with, notice what he's saying.
Yes, sir.
I came not with excellency of speech or wisdom. Oh, Lord, do I qualify? Declaring unto you the testimony of God. The next verse. For I'm determined not to know anything among you. Now, yeah, that cover everything, though. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And it goes on to say, and when I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling.
Yeah.
I tell you, up here, you got to have some of that.
Yes, sir.
You can't come up here with all these degrees and think you're going to speak so bold and got that AI. What that thing AI working a sermon out for you and carry it out, and you got all your little outline and no spirit.
Yes, sir.
I don't know much about them boys. They're teaching me a little bit about it, but you got to, you can give me a sermon on a 15 song, and they'll outline it for you. How you gonna be anointed? See, preaching got to be broken.
Yes, sir.
Come on, talk to me, preacher.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got to sometimes don't know what you're going to say.
Yes,
you don't know what going to happen, what he going to do, but you got to trust the Holy Ghost.
Yes, trust the Holy Ghost.
Trust the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
You can't have a master outline all the time. The Spirit of God want to use you in a certain way. Yes, I got things down here, but I'm open. I usually jump the ship every time, too.
Hallelujah.
Shh. Yes, sir.
Don't let them make you afraid. They're not going to take us over.
Yes, sir.
We're too anointed. We're too blood-bought. Too blessed. Always going to have people. Always going to have people honor God the way they dress, honor God the way they dance, honor God the way they talk, honor God the way they live. Always going to have people honoring God. There's a remnant. I believe that remnant is up in here right now. Break the power of the devil. He's trying to tell us all the things that are going to happen in the church. No, it ain't going to happen in the church, not the whole church. Because there's some churches going to stand and do what God said do. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Go to the fourth verse. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom. That's that AI. What the name of it? But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. I love that. Oh, my God. Demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That's what I want when I go. That's what I want to hear when somebody preaches. I want to let the Holy Spirit demonstrate. I want to let the power demonstrate.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And anything good can happen in here right now. I was preaching more than one time. Two men dropped dead. God raised them back up. Right here in this sanctuary. Nurses and doctors was on them, and they said they don't have nothing left. They gone. I had three nurses and a doctor, two doctors, standing over a man. I was up here. I said, Lord, we can't have that. I called him back to life. In Jesus' name. Next few minutes, he's back on his feet. Announced dead. And I tell a rookie, talking about being an apostle, you ain't never saw nothing yet. What evidence do you have that God can call you and use you as an apostle? You ever raise anybody from the dead?
Come on.
You ever somebody get out of a wheelchair and run around?
Apostle.
Don't let these people be announcing these titles on you. Go to the next verse. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. See, from this, that's what should be happening here. Not in the wisdom of Apostle Leroy, but in the power of God. I'm just an instrument, you understand? I don't care what kind of accolade y'all say, I know what I am. I'm a servant of the Most High God. And I'm always going to give him the glory. Put in your notes 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 through 8. I don't have time to go there. Every Christian has supernatural potentials on the inside of them, waiting to manifest on the outside of them. No, that's a voice there. That's a voice. Go back. Go back to John 6:63. That's a voice. That's a voice there hunting me down right now. Go back to John 6:63. There's something about that voice going to do something in the atmosphere here tonight. It is the Spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. So you got to really, am I in the Spirit or am I in the flesh? There's a lot of flesh presentation, but it's not as same as being in the Spirit. Are you hearing me? You ought to be able to tell when somebody in the Spirit. If you try the Spirit by the Spirit, but if you're in the flesh, you're going to be the flow with the flesh. But in the Spirit, you have to be in the Spirit. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. That's why I was able to hear. That's why I was able to see. That's why I was able to write some things down. Because I understand the supernatural. Now, I'll tell you right now, as matured in spiritual things, we're sitting on the bridge of some of the biggest breakthroughs that ever been given to men. Right here tonight. So I'm asking you to sop it up. I'm just going to walk through it and keep walking through it. He says, the words that I speak in you, they are spirit and they are life. That's a big jump from the flesh. It profit nothing, but the word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Thank God for the spirit and life in the world. Now, this going to hurt, but you got to hear it. Potentials will not be fulfilled by pretenders. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. We're talking about letting the Holy Spirit stir up the glory that's on the inside of us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, Holy Spirit, stir up the supernatural glory that's on the inside of me. I yield tonight.
I expect
to see,
to hear,
to understand,
to do,
and to have
greater things.
I'm not here by accident.
I'm here by design.
You sent me to this meeting for a reason.
I'm going to receive
everything you put out.
Everything you put out.
And I'll never be the same.
Hallelujah.
Tell four people I'm receiving.
I'm receiving.
Right now.
Glory to God.
Potentials will not be fulfilled by pretenders. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. Go on to the next verse. For the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Keep going. Till we all come in unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God and to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Keep flowing. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro. That's over. And carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Go to the next verse. But speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. And then give me the 16th verse. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. Potentials will not be fulfilled by pretending. It has to be the real deal. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are not English.
Come on.
They're not a poem.
Yeah.
Sometimes the broker they are, the powerful they are.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now don't get off the subject here. Holy Spirit, continue unlocking the supernatural glory in me. In other words, I expect you to be in a new position.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
After this service tonight.
Yes, sir.
I expect the Holy Spirit to start unlocking that glory. See, the gate is not the outside. The gate's on the inside.
Yes, sir.
You got to let it out.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Satan can't stop it.
No.
Because it's greater than Satan.
Yes, sir.
You know, the new birth on the inside of you is greater than Satan.
Yes, sir.
You baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
That's greater than Satan.
Yes,
he knows it, but he don't want you to know it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name.
Praise.
Everybody should operate different from after this week. Pause, go over those messages. Those boys really preaching. Go over those messages, settle yourself down, and look for new territory of spirit and life.
Hallelujah.
There in Hebrews 2, 1.
Yes.
Hebrews 2, 1. Pretentious will not be fulfilled by pretenders. Therefore, we ought to give the both honor and heed to the things which we have heard. See that?
Yes, sir.
Lest at any time we should what?
Yes,
keep going. Keep going. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedient receive a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by him that heard him? God also bade them witness, both, hallelujah, with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. With signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. With signs, wonders, divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Don't you wait on pastor to do that? Don't you wait on no apostle or prophet to do that? That's on the inside of you. You have signs, wonders, and divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. It doesn't matter whether you heard a voice or not. It doesn't matter whether you had a dream and told you who you are. You're born again. You're a child of God. All those things are on the inside of you right now. Let the glory flow.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First, I went to the fourth verse. All right, let's. The supernatural is grace, glory, and faith operating in their oneness. You know, in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, we talk about the gifts of the Spirit, but the Holy Spirit showed me one day we left something out. 1 Corinthians 12 is not just talking about gifts. It's talking about administration and operation.
Yes, sir.
Talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, turn there. But the Holy Ghost seemed to be calling out tonight.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can make an error. You can think, now concerning spirits of gift, brethren, I would not have you ignorant.
Yep.
All right, so you can't be ignorant and operate in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
You know that you were Gentile carried away with these dumb idols, even as you were led. Watch what it says. Well, if I give you to understand that no man speaking about the Spirit of God called it Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that. I've read that for years and years, that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now, watch this. Now, there are diverses of gifts, but the same Spirit.
Right.
Now, we just talk about the gifts of the Spirit. There are differences of ministration, but the same Lord.
Yes, right.
And there are diverses of operation, but it's the same God with which it all in all. So you're talking about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
all three got to be involved in the gift.
Yes, sir.
What is it, administration, operation?
Yes, sir.
So I believe that's the same way with the glory.
Uh-huh.
It all has to be functioning with you.
Yes, sir.
Let's go a little further. The supernatural is grace, glory, and faith operating in their oneness.
Yes, sir.
Let the grace in me, let the glory in me, let the faith in me operate as one at all times. Let the glory in me, let the grace in me, let the faith in me operate at one at all times. I think we left the glory out.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That see the glory or dance for it, see result. For the glory, I already know I've already fully won this battle.
Yes, sir, yes.
No matter what it was, diabetes, no matter what it count, no matter what it was, a fire on the job, business looks like it's not going to go through, you dance anyway.
Yes, sir.
Now, along these lines, I wrote, now watch what happened to your life.
Yes.
Everything will change.
Yes.
Once you learn this, we read 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24, Hebrews 4 and 12. Now, I've been harping pretty hard on this. Meditation is looking on the inside of God's word, which begin to change everything.
Yes, sir.
I asked a question in different setting to different people. You may be seated. How much meditation have you been doing? To be truthful about it, how much have you been doing? No, I'm talking about real meditation. I'm talking about sitting with the word and shutting up. We got so much instruction for the word when we go in it.
Yes, sir.
Could we get a little idea or something, come up and say, oh, this is it, this is what it means here. Yeah. No, the Lord says, shut up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to show you something deeper than that.
Yes, sir.
How many are going to do more meditation?
Yes,
just you and God and a pad. That's all you need, you and God and a pad. And you should meditate every day.
Every day.
Now, I announced as an apostle, I haven't been meditating enough. And I read the scripture almost consistently, but not enough meditation.
Yes, sir.
I'm changing that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Meditation is deeper dives into the supernatural.
Yes, sir. Deeper dives.
It bring you closer to God.
Yes, sir.
And you hear things that you never hear by memorization.
Right.
Memorization is not meditation. You know, you got the man in Psalm 1. You got Joshua 1:8.
Yes,
those are meditating. You got Proverbs 4:20-23 about meditating health. You can meditate your health.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about it for a few minutes. Well, I'll give you this. Let me write this down. Spiritual operation must take place continuously. And I give you Hebrews 4:12, John 6:63.
Yes, sir.
We got down to meditation, but meditation is looking on the inside of God's word, which will change everything. That's Joshua 1:8-9. I'm not going there.
Yes, sir.
Praying in the spirit on purpose to stay connected to the supernatural flow. Now, this is one of my favorite verses. Romans 8:26-28. You know what 28 voice is? How many of y'all know what 28 voice is? Romans 8:28. Wait, shut up. How many of y'all know what? Now, you put your hand up, I got the right to call you. Yes, I got the right to call you.
Yes, sir.
Romans 8:28.
Yes,
now, how many know what it says? That's right, don't lie, I just said that. Now open it up. I want you to look at it. Now you don't know what this say.
Yeah.
How you gonna be successful if you don't know what this say?
Yeah.
And it tell you how. It tell you that your infirmities are there for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Your weakness and your shortcoming in your life, they are there for a reason that you can stay independent on God.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Then he give you the mind of the spirit.
Yeah.
Then he give you the will of God. Then he give you a love for God, all in those three voices.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The purpose of God.
Yeah.
The call of God. He give you all that in those three voices.
Yes, sir.
Would you see what that 28 voice says?
Yes.
What it says? Well, let me ask you, what you worried about? Why are you worried? Do you believe God?
Yes, sir.
See, but if you don't meditate long enough, the enemy, through sense-wise and through other people talking, going to tell you, oh, God, that looked bad.
That's right.
Well, you shouldn't have told her that anyway. Y'all tell people too much about your business. Your back hurting, you're going to call 9 people and tell them your back hurting. Shut up. Just shut up. Talk to your back.
Yeah.
Now you're gonna spread it all. You're gonna spread it all over the neighborhood. She got back problems. There she go. She been having it for 4 years. Here's another question, another statement that is well put here. Knowing how to yield to a sanctified life. Two scriptures, Romans 12:1-3. First Thessalonians 5:23-24. Another one is stepping into high flows of the anointing. Luke 4:18.
Yes, sir.
Another one is letting supernatural faith flow on a daily basis. Turn to Proverbs 10:22 quickly. I'm going to make a statement. I need you to be open to get it. The statement. All blessings are ready to flow. And they can't be blocked anymore. All blessings are ready to flow, and it can't be blocked anymore. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord, it make it rich, and he had no sorrow with it. It can't be stopped. Are you listening to me? I say, are you listening to me? You're being trained how to yield to the outpouring of God's presence. I'm going to say four things now. You write down Joel 2:23. Put Joel 2:23 online for me. You're being trained how to yield to the outpouring of God's presence, plans, provision, and power. Then Joel 2:23. I might not read the whole thing, it's all the way to 32. But you're being trained in this outpouring of the glory. You'll be in God's presence, plans, provision, and power. You know we have not in the church taught much about the glory. We haven't taught enough about meditation. And we haven't taught enough about grace. And these things are opening new territory for us. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. 24th verse says what? And the floor, oh my, shall be full of wheat, and the fetch shall overflow with wine and oil. That's what we're talking about going. Go ahead, go to the next verse. And I will restore unto you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
My great army, which I sent among you. Go to the next verse. And you shall eat in plenty.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And be satisfied.
Yes.
And praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord your God. That have dealt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Go to the next verse. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people, oh hallelujah. And my people, oh hallelujah. And my people, oh hallelujah, shall never be ashamed. Go to the next verse. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. You old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see vision. Go to the next verse. And upon the servants and the handmaid in those days, I will pour out my spirit. Go to the next verse. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillar of smoke. We're just going, I'm going all the way to verse 32. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. What you laughing? I'm laughing at the devil. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha. You don't watch it, I'll be laughing at you. Ha, 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 ha Glory to God.
Glory.
Look at this verse. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Whosoever. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. They say, hush. Hush, somebody calling my name. Oh, hush. Flowing in gifts, administration, operations, and manifestations. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 4. Flowing in gifts, administration, operation, and manifestation. Let me see 1 Corinthians 12, 4. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Now, there's the voices of gifts, but the same Spirit. Keep on. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are the voices of operation, but the same God will work it all in all.
Yeah.
But the manifestation of the Spirit is giving every man the profit withal.
Yeah.
Manifestation of the Spirit.
Yeah.
For the one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. In other words, he's talking about the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes,
we got them near there all the time.
Yes.
And they function in the glory world.
Yes, yes.
All right? Yes. Well, I want to say two, three more things to you. Understanding the power of the anointing. You know what Isaiah 10:27 said, right?
Yes, yes.
Acts 10:38.
Uh-huh.
1 John 2:27.
Yes,
Luke 4:18.
Yes,
which is supernatural power. You got them?
Yes.
Acts 10:27. No, Isaiah 10:27, excuse me. Acts 10:38, 1 John 2:27, and Luke 4:18.
Yeah.
Knowing how to yield your spirit, soul, and body to God at all times.
Uh-huh.
Back to Romans 12, 1, 2, 3, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24. Constantly operating on to be unlocked to the supernatural. Hebrews 4:12, we went over. John 6:63.
Yep. Yes.
The outpouring and infilling, overflowing, and knowing how to yield and flow are key factors to the supernatural.
Yep.
Your scripture, you ready?
Yes.
Joel 2:28-32, Acts 2:1-4, John 7:37-39.
Wow.
Turn to Deuteronomy 9:11-21. I won't make a statement.
Yes,
I know y'all couldn't keep up with that. I know. I go look at the other girl. How in the world are we going to keep up with this? I can't even keep up with it on a computer. I'm trying to hit it. And then out of the way, I type it, discover them land. So you never keep up with it. Spending days of heaven on earth. Now notice this.
Yes.
Notice this verse here. That your days will be multiplied in the days of your children in the land which he lost swear unto your father to give them the days of heaven upon earth. Nothing and no one can stop you now in this life and the life to come. Remember I said those little problems you're dealing with? They are promotion. Satan don't want you to know it, but it's a way to whoop Satan again and let him know you know the greater one lives on the inside of you. How to continuously activate the divine power that is within you.
Yes, sir.
Some of the things I've been trying to give you tonight. This power has always been there waiting to flow.
Yes, sir.
There are keys to activate this power that will be given to you by gifts, administration, and operation. Remember I told you that?
Yes, sir.
Say this with me. Holy Spirit,
give me divine
energy
in my spirit,
soul, and body,
that I may flow
in the will of God faithfully
and properly,
living in the divine zone
of no impossibility,
helping others
to experience
your goodness
and mercy. mercy.
Having testimony.
Having testimony.
Evidence.
Evidence.
Mysteries.
Mysteries.
And secret of God.
And secret of God.
Great potential.
Great potential.
Is knocking at my door.
Is knocking at my door.
Not getting in the spirit.
Not getting in the spirit.
But living in the spirit.
But living in the spirit.
Now stand up, raise your hand.
Hallelujah.
And raise your hand. I've been teaching almost an hour. That's enough. Now you see, you got to notice, my brothers and sisters, that's something we haven't understood either.
Uh-huh.
We don't come here to have a good time.
Yep, yep, come
yes,
on.
Sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We come here to change our mind.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And I know how to flow with the Holy Ghost. And,
yeah.
But sometimes we just want to teach.
Yes.
Just want to give you instruction.
Uh-huh.
This is our last night. It's a good night to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
You got enough scripture to last you for 14 years. Go back over the points that we're given. Go back over it.
Yeah.
Meditate it.
Yes, sir.
There were some little jerks I made. They were for a reason. There's no reason you shouldn't know the 28th verse
yes, sir.
Of Romans 8.
Yep.
Right.
You should know that verse. That means that you, any meditator would know that verse.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Come on.
Then you get rid of the, your infirmity, your weakness, baby, they're there for a reason.
Yes, sir.
It caused you to realize I need him.
Yes.
Every day and every hour of my
yes.
life.
Yes.
And then he give you, in that 8, Romans 8, 26 through 28, then he give you the mind of the Spirit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you get to pray and he give you mind and spirit. Then he give you the will of God.
Yes.
Then he give you the aspect to love him.
Yes, sir.
More than anything else.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on and on in those three verses.
Yes, sir.
Then he says all things work together.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever grasp that concept,
yes.
all things work together for good for them that love God,
yes.
who are called to his purpose, you've made it.
Yes.
You're already in heaven.
Already in heaven.
And no matter what it look like, you know it's going to work out to my good. Don't,
yes.
let me tell you something, don't panic.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Don't panic when it look like it's not provided.
Yes.
Praise him.
Praise him.
It says that give him, matter of fact, let's lift a hand right now, give him the glory. Father, we give you online, lift your hand with me. Father, we give you the glory tonight. We're so thankful that everything working out in our favor. We thank you that every person in the sound of our voice is blessed spiritually, physically, and financially. And those who are looking for a mate, they're going to find the right mate.
Amen.
The young girl I laid hand on, she's pregnant. I call her pregnant.
Glory to God.
Baby, come forth.
Yes, baby, come forth.
There's anyone else in here trying to have a child? I just speak over you right now.
Yeah.
And not one I have spoken over in all the year that didn't have a baby.
Yes, sir.
And they had all kind of doctor's report that they can't have none. I don't pay it no mind. I do like Smith Wigglewood. I just going to say the baby coming.
Hallelujah.
And we got a couple in here tonight.
Yes,
in here tonight. They couldn't have a baby. They got three babies now, and she's pregnant again.
Hallelujah.
I'm gonna say this and go to my seat. God know how to make babies.